I went to my first treatment centre back in November 2017. I remember vividly, as soon as I got there on arrival, they asked me what my intake was. At this time, it was probably a litre of whiskey a day, plus a few cans of beer, maybe a glass or two of wine. I can't really remember. The lady whose name evades me, when I went into the room, asked me when my last drink was. At that point, I was counting the hours. Because as an alcoholic or an addict, every hour clean is like a massive milestone. And at this point, I'd racked up 16 hours and I was proud as punch. So I said that to her, thinking, yeah, I'm on the mend. And then she just gave me this kind of, well, this look. And she proceeded to tell me the following story. Christian, you could have two addicts, okay? One of them a full-blown heroin addict and the other a full-blown alcoholic. So you could place these two people in separate rooms for a week, both with clean bedding, fresh food, and water. The heroin addict would have horrendous withdrawals, but eventually they'd get the energy to eat, to drink, to try and get some sleep and some rest. And by the time the 7 days had finished, they wouldn't be fully recovered. However, they'd be able to walk out the room feeling a lot better. The alcoholic, on the other hand, wouldn't make it out of the room. So as soon as I finished hearing this, I glanced across to the side and my mum just broke down crying, tears running down her face, head in hands. I wasn't expecting this either, and I did the same. I just broke down, didn't know what to say or what to do. And this was 3 years ago. And in them 3 years, since hearing that very story, I still managed to have nine relapses, two seizures, and one attempt. But on January the 5th, 2020, I decided to make a change. So my interpretation of an alcoholic is someone who has a dependency on drinking. This might be caused by a number of things, and I believe the following will act as a catalyst to somebody's drinking habits. So it could stem from mental health problems. You could have a family history of drinking. When I say this, I don't mean specifically in the genes, because this is a quite a common misconception to alcoholism that it's in the genes, it runs in the blood. But I don't think it does, and I think if you bear witness to family members, loved ones drinking through your childhood, you will probably perceive that as being normal. You might suffer from addiction and drink unwittingly, not knowing what lays latent in your brain and in your chemistry before picking up your first drink. And the most common one is evading problems. You use it to unwind and switch off. I mean, it's so common. People will pick up a drink because they've had a long day or a stressful day. And then if you are an underlying addict, this is a problem. So for me, this was a vicious cycle of reasons which made me pick up each and every drink, whether it be socially or alone. So alcohol itself is a depressant and a sedative, which acts as a quick fix, but ultimately isn't, because when your tolerance grows dramatically higher, you go from functioning to non-functioning. And then in my worst days, when I used to drink pint after pint after pint of wine in bed alone, I lived by 4 points. So the 4 points why I drank, or towards the end why I drank, was the following: to drink not to think. And then that was to lead to falling asleep stress-free and forgetting all of my issues. And if you drank enough, that's possible. And then I wanted to wake up enlightened or miraculously better. And then, if that wasn't the case, I didn't want to wake up at all. I truthfully didn't care whether it's to wake up better or to die in my sleep. I just didn't want to have to face another day of mental torture. Towards the end, I actually used to pray every night for one of them, and I wasn't worried which one it was going to be. The problem with alcohol abuse, addiction, and dependency is that it's a slow burner, and it never started with how it finished, but I suppose that's how powerful the drug is. It makes you blissfully unaware of any problems you have or might have with alcohol because it's such a gradual process. Also, by the time you realise it might be a problem, it's usually too late at that point, and it's already got a firm grip on you, your life, and the decisions you make. A big realisation for me is the catalogue of episodes of sheer desperation I've gone through for my next drink, and also the lows and embarrassment I'm willing to go through to obtain my next fix. At the times of these desperate moments, though, it never really matters, and you feel no shame because alcohol is calling and you need to answer. A famous quote which sums up this is by the late, great Robin Williams. An alcoholic is someone who violates their standards quicker than they can lower them. So this quote resonates with me greatly, and I can relate to it so many times during my relapses. It essentially encapsulates the desperation and power of addiction and alcohol. For instance, I can tell you how I violated my standards when I was once walking to the shop to get wine and I messed myself on the way. I didn't stop and I didn't even turn around. I carried on, head down, hat down, to go and get what I needed. I can tell you about how I manipulated loved ones to ensure I could find time to drink, obtain drink, and hide drink from them. I can tell you about how I ran out of money and sold much-loved possessions with no second thought whatsoever to go and buy wine. I can tell you the times I used to lay in bed having not ate for days as I didn't want eating to interrupt my drinking habits or soak up the alcohol, and how this induced severe, vivid hallucinations. I can also tell you about the voices I had in my head that followed shortly after that. I can tell you one of my most recent lows when I'd run out of everything. No money or no alcohol. At this point in most of my relapses, I just wanted to be in my room alone, and I never wanted to leave. I actually pissed in anything so I didn't have to leave in my room. And then I googled to see if there was any alcohol in urine. I can finally then tell you about the time I swallowed a handful of painkillers to numb or end the pain. And I will tell you all about this and how and why it got like this, but in good time. My hopes and intentions for this podcast is to help others going through similar problems, whether it be mental health based or addiction. I want to help highlight potential sufferers by showcasing certain behaviours to loved ones, friends and family. I want to give those not directly suffering help and guidance in order to gain an understanding. I want people to know that they are not alone, and I hope this podcast identifies that, or even better yet, gives them a voice to start talking. I want to speak of the lows and the downward spiral I face having fallen victim to addiction, and ultimately prove itself for what it is, an illness. I essentially would like people to reach for this podcast like I used to reach for a bottle of wine. On another note though, remember none of us, not a single one, have had to have shared the same journey. But if we all have crossed paths along the way, it's helpful to all. I've been Christian Clark, and this is Breaking the Habit. Thank you.